This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Protests in Paris as pension reforms are pushed through Parliament. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. Rather than put his controversial retirement age proposals to a vote in Parliament, French President Emmanuel Macron decided to force through pension reforms without a vote. The reforms will raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. It led to thousands gathering across the river from the National Assembly, with protests inside Parliament as well. Riot police used tear gas and water cannons to clear the protesters from the vast Place Concorde in Paris. France's second largest trade union, the CGT, called for new nationwide strikes. The BBC correspondent in Paris, Hugh Schofield, was watching the chaotic session of the lower house.
There was pandemonium in France's National Assembly, left-wing MPs intoning the national anthem as the Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne, struggled to make the formal announcement that her government was giving up the idea of a vote in Parliament on the pension reform plans.
Et parce que je crois dans la démocratie parlementaire, c'est sur votre réforme.
And instead, forcing the measure through using a constitutional procedure known as the 49-3. Earlier, she and President Macron had concluded that it was impossible to win over enough Conservative votes to be sure of a majority. It means that Mr. Macron should now get his way with the changes, which he says are vital for the long-term viability of the pension regime. But it comes at a cost. By showing himself unable to muster a majority in Parliament, he's effectively conceded to the opposition of left and right their argument that with these reforms, he's overruling the will of the people. For weeks now, France has been living through a campaign of strikes, demonstrations, and now uncollected rubbish. This looks set to intensify.
Hugh Schofield in Paris there. Now, New Zealand is the latest country to restrict the use of TikTok. Officials said the Chinese-owned social media app would be banned from all devices with access to the parliamentary network by the end of this month. On Thursday, the UK banned TikTok on all government phones with immediate effect. TikTok spokesman Theo Bertram says the decisions are unfair.
Very disappointed. The government has said that this is about fears rather than facts. We haven't done anything wrong, and we believe this is based on geopolitics more than anything else. I think TikTok is political football in all of this.
TikTok spokesman Theo Bertram. The Irish government has sent every one of its cabinet ministers to 44 countries around the world in its biggest ever St. Patrick's Day trade mission. The largest delegation is in the US, including the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar.
St. Patrick's Day, a day for celebrating Irishness, whether you're Irish or not. Maybe you mark the day with a bit of this. Or this. Well, how about this? That's the imagined sound of Ireland's St. Patrick's Day annual diplomatic trips when the Irish Houses of Parliament empty out. But it's not all about a box of shamrocks in the White House. It's a chance for some trade links to be forged and business deals to get done.
From an Ireland perspective, it's also a huge economic event.
Sean Davis is Regional Director of Enterprise Ireland, a state agency that supports Irish businesses.
The Irish head of state is practically guaranteed a meeting with the US president every year because of this. So that's really important. But it is what we build around it and how we use the week or month as it's become to really kind of leverage off the economic story as well.
Some Irish businesses even hold off making big announcements until the Irish national holiday. Bobby Healy, CEO and founder of Mana Drones, today announced it's trialling its drone delivery service in Texas, along with a partnership and investment from Coca-Cola HBC.
I think there's an opportunity, given the US nature of the news, we thought it was good to announce it in the US. It's an opportune way to communicate a story, a very Irish story going into a very American story. So I just thought the timing worked well.
This week, Irish government ministers are visiting 44 countries across the globe. Few countries enjoy such high-level access on their national day.
It's a worldwide brand, St. Patrick's Day. It identifies Ireland to the world in a way that is an advantage we have over pretty much every country. We do capitalize on it, and we should continue to capitalize on it.
But every year, Irish media outlets ask whether these promotional trips are worth it. Sean Davis from Enterprise Ireland argues that they are.
Irish exports to the US from our indigenous Enterprise Ireland client companies has increased by 14% year on year. While it is very much a two-way trade story, there's no doubt that the value add back to Ireland and the economy in Ireland is very strong.
So there you have it. St. Patrick may have banished the snakes from Ireland, but we might need to give him credit as the patron saint of Irish trade links too.
That's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. And if you think of any other way St. Patrick's Day contributes to your global economy or even your local economies, why not drop us an email at marketplace@bbc.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to listen back or even share this as a podcast, that would be nice. We're available across all the usual platforms. For more on these stories, you can visit the BBC News website. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert-Hansen for producing, Olivia Michelli, she was pressing all the buttons today. Our editor is Joe Critcher. I'm Leanna Byrne. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.